So thank you for the invitation. Today we will, together with Bára and Vincent, present the results of our project we solved together. And the project tries to combine natural language processing methods and new database methods, which are called linked data, together to provide a better representation of legislation. And last year, we had a similar presentation of the same project here at the same seminar, so the title today is the same as last year, but there is number two. And we will present some new results we had during last year. I presented this last year, but for as a reminder, let me tell you something about the motivation we have for this project. So the basic motivation is that there's a lot of documents published on the internet by public bodies in Czech Republic. And most of these documents somehow link to legislation, to some act or a part or particular section of some act. And it's very hard today to find which documents of a given type link to some given act, particular act, or to some of its sections. What kinds of documents can refer to acts or, in general, to legislation? It's, for example, court decisions. If there is some decision of a court, it's a long text which somehow mentions different parts of different acts. Or we have some inspection authorities, like Czech Inspection Authority, which has some results of its inspections. They are also published as documents, and they link some parts of legislation. And there are other different public authorities or public bodies, which, for example, provide some permissions to do something on the basis of some part of legislation, or each public institution has some agenda, which is also given by legislation. So the description of their agenda is, again, it's a document which refers to acts. And today we don't have some common representation of all these documents and links between them. So it's very hard, for example, to say what inspections of some particular inspection authority, like Czech Inspection Authority, refers to some particular act. It's not possible to find today. So that's our first motivation. And the second motivation, which is maybe more interesting for you at this at your department, is that legal acts are documents which define concepts like accounting entity, for example, or something like this, and relationships between those concepts. And it's somehow described in the text. And as we noticed, people want to search for these concepts defined by the entities and for the relationships which are defined by the legislation between them. So, for example, if we take Accounting Act, we can see, if we read the document, if we read the text of the Act, we can see that there is the concept of accounting entity. And the accounting entity has, for example, definition in the text. And it's very hard to find the definition because it's somewhere in the text. Or in the text, there are some obligations defined for the entity. Each accounting entity has a lot of obligations and also rights which are defined somewhere in the text. And it's very hard to find them, to represent them somehow, and to represent the relationships between the obligations, definitions, and the entity and the concept. So it's the second motivation. Try to develop a method which is able to extract the concepts and relationships between them and to represent them in a way which enables to search all information. So this is the motivation in general. And on the basis of this motivation, we have some objectives, what we want to achieve. So the first objective is to find a common data model, a language, machine interpretable language, which will enable us to represent all this information. And also to publish all this information, all the data on the web, in some standard way, so that if there is some other public body which has information or data related to our data, so that the information can be linked together. And this is linked data. I'll explain it later in more detail. The second objective is should be a premise of this project, but it's not, because it's not available now today. It's that we need consolidated expressions of checked acts. Because if you have an act, for example, accounting act, it has a lot of versions which we call expressions. Each version is called expression. And we have amendments. It's a document which somehow updates current version of the act and creates a new version. And these versions are called expressions. And we need all these expressions of checked acts to be able to do this linking. But in Czech Republic, it should be published by Czech government, but it's not, only partially. So, or you can buy it. There are companies which create those consolidated expressions instead of the government, but it's too expensive. So we tried, our second objective was to reconstruct those expressions. It was quite hard, but we have something thanks to our students, one of our students. Third objective was to use machine learning methods for recognizing references. It's related to the first slide. These are text documents, and they somehow refer to acts or their parts. And the references have no standardized format. They are written somehow. So we try to use machine learning methods to recognize those references. This was done by Vincent last year, and I presented those results last year, so I'll skip this today. And the last objective, which we worked for last year, was to use NLP methods to extract the concepts and relationships between them from the texts of the consolidated expressions of Czech acts. And this will be presented in more detail by Vincent today. So here is a big picture of our project, the necessary step we have to do. The green part is my part, the orange part is Bára, and the blue part is made by our students. So as I said, we have one student who worked on consolidated acts, and we have also a team of students who worked on some web application, developed web application on top of the data we produce in our project. So as you see, we have some components which gather data from the web. We gather data from the code of law, which is published by the Ministry of Interior. They publish PDF documents with the texts of acts and their amendments. We consume those data, and the student produces the consolidated versions. We also download from websites of particular courts their decisions. They are documents in PDF or other formats. And this is consumed by Vincent, who used machine learning methods to extract the references from the text to the legislation. And he also has a tool which he will present today, which extracts the concepts and relationships. And we take outputs of all these components and we present them in a common data model I will present today. And we also link the resulting data to other data sources, because at our department we don't work only with legislation, but also with other data sources from the Ministry of Finance or Ministry of Regional Development and so on. We combine all those data together, we link them together. And on top of it, on top of the data, we develop some applications. And as I said, there is another group of students who also develop some applications. Okay, so the first objective was to develop a common data model. As I said, the common data model is linked data model. It's a very simple data model, which is based on the same principles as the current web of documents we use today. It's based on. So if you think about the current web, it's a set of documents. Each document has its address, unique address, which also serves as a locator. So if you refer to this identifier of the website, you get the content of the website. And the content of the website is an HTML code which contains references to other documents. And these references, these links, form the web. And link data take the same principles and apply them to data instead of documents. So if you have an entity, you create an identifier, which is uniform resource locator, which identifies your thing. And if someone looks up those URL, he gets the data about the thing or entity. So for example, if you take a person, for example, me, I can create some URL, for example, the domain of our department / Martin Nechowski. And if someone looks up those, where he gets some information about me, but not as a as an HTML website, but some data. And the data should be represented in RDF. RDF is a format. I'll not explain the details of the format today, but it's developed by W3 Consortium, which also develops the HTML standard, and it enables you to represent any data in a common data model. So RDF is the common data model we use. And it's also a database model, so if you store the data in RDF to a database, you can query them using Sparkle. So you can take any data, represent them in RDF. You don't have to specify the schema of the data. It's very simple and easy, and you can store it to a database which is able to store RDF data, and you can query the data using RDF. It's quite efficient. Currently, in our databases, we have something like 1 billion of triples. 1 billion of records, and we are able to query them quite efficiently. And what's also important, if someone looks up an URL of your entity, you provide the data about the entity, but also links to other related entities. I'll show you some examples. And these links are similar to links between web pages on the web. So they enable you to create a web of data, not web of documents, but web of data. Okay, so I can show you some examples. So we speak about legislation, and if we consider some act, for example, value-added tax act, we have a representation of this act in link data, in RDF representation. So it means that this act has some identifier, which is URL, and if you access this URL, you get the data about the act in RDF representation. We can try to look up this URL. You can use the web browser, and here, So I use the URL and looked up the URL using my web browser, and here you see the representation of the act in our database. And RDF is very simple data model which represents data as triples: subject, predicate, object. The subject is the act, predicates are the properties of the act, and objects are the values of those properties. For example, here is the title of the act, and there are three different titles. This is because we work with three different data sources. One is the code of law, another are the court decisions, and the last is information about acts from the website of Czech Parliament. And each of them gives some title to this act. And you can see all these three titles. Two of them have the same title. In court decisions, the act is referred as this expression. And for example, as I will show later, here are references to court decisions, and here are sections of the act. And I chose section numbered 100, and it's only the section. And as I said, each act has different versions. So the value added text has different versions, and the versions are here. So you can see that there are a lot of versions of the act produced by our parliament. And this is some of the versions which was followed in the year 2005. And here are its sections, but the concrete versions of those sections. So you can see that if I go to mode here, I'm some section which has text, and it's a particular version of the text of the section 102/1. It's some section of the act. And those texts were produced by the student I spoke about at the beginning, who created the consolidated versions of the act. So for each act, we have all its versions and their expressions. I have to say that the student did the work, but he is not successful in each case. He's successful in, I don't know, 80%, I think. 20% of his data are not correct. So this is a basic representation of the acts. And as you can see, what's important is that each act and each of its sections has an identifier, which is also a locator, which you can use to refer to the locator and get the data. And also, each expression of the act and each expression of each of its sections has an identifier. And we can use this identifier to link it from other data sources. And this creates the web of data. Which means if you have some documents or data which refer to a particular act or its section or some of its expressions, you can use this address to link, or any other address, to link that section or that given expression of that section. And you can link your data to our data and enrich our data with your data. And we publish our data on the web. If you publish your data on the web and use these this principle to link the data, then it means that we create a web of data, link data web, which you can consider as a huge distributed database, a lot of different data sources linked together. And in our project, we try to show that this is a useful representation of legislation, because there are several sources of data about acts. There are different sources of data about court decisions. Each court is a source of its decisions, and each publishes its data on its website, and they are not linked together. And if they used these principles, they would be linked together, and you could download all the data and query them in a way we show in this project. And as I said, RDF is also a database model, and if you store the data to the database, you can use query language, which is called Sparkle, and you can query the data. So, for example, I'll not explain the syntax of the language. It's similar to SQL language, but this query requests for all sections of a particular act with this number. And if you analyze the syntax, you can see that there are some patterns which have some variables, and those patterns represent the triples in our data, and the database engine just puts concrete values to those variables and returns the values of the variables which matched those pattern in the database. So this is a variable which represents some section which is part of this object, which is an identifier of the act we speak about. And it returns all sections, therefore. So I've result of the query here. This is the result, so it's a list of all sections of the act, not its expressions, not the versions of the act, just representations of the versions, of the sections. Another query is it requests the number of consolidated versions of particular sections of that act. So for each section, it returns the number of updates of that section. And you can see how many times each particular section of that act was updated. So here is the result. So you can see that there are sections of that act which were updated 4 times in the history, 3 times, and so on. It's the number of changes in that particular act. Another example I just go through is, that's interesting, it's the query on two different data sources. One data source are the consolidated acts, and another data source is the source of current decisions. And as I said, Vincent last year developed a software which extracted the links between current decisions and acts, and we represented his result as linked data, and we can put this query which returns for each section of the act we speak about the current decisions which refer to this act. So the result is here. So here you can see go somewhere here you can see that this is a current decision. I think it's a Supreme Court, and in the text of this decision somewhere is linked to our act, and in particular it's section number 16. And here you can see that all these current decisions refer, these two decisions refer to this section, for example, and so on. So our representation and the software of Vincent enable you to query, to put queries like, give me all current decisions which refer to this particular part of the act, or give me all parts of all sections of acts which are referred by particular current decision, and so on. And this is quite useful, and this was the first goal of our project, and we successfully achieved it currently. Each day, each morning, we download current decisions of the Kurds which publish their decisions. Not all Kurds in Czech Republic publish their decisions on their websites, but those which publish, we download Kurd decisions from their websites and process them by our software, which contains the Vincent software, and the result are links between the decisions and Czech legislation acts and their parts. So it's updated each day. Okay. Let's skip this. Okay. Okay. So this was, let's say, the first part of our project, just to somehow represent the legislation and the Kurd decisions and other kinds of documents and links between them, and to represent the structure of the Czech legislation, structure of acts, which means the sections, and represent them as linked data to be able to put the queries like like the ones I showed you. And the second part of our project, we solve during the last year, let's say, is to be able to extract concepts and relationships from the texts of the Czech acts and to represent them as linked data in a similar way I showed you, and to enable users to query not the structure of the legislation of the acts and links between documents and acts, but also to enable them to query the concepts defined by the legislation and relationships between them. And first, Vincent will present you his results, because his software uses natural language processing methods to extract the concepts and relationships, and then I will show you how we represent them in linked data, as linked data, and how we can use this link data representation for interesting queries. So